It's the 930 WFMD Spotlight on Local Business.
And today on the Spotlight on Local Business, we're chatting with Sandra Hoffmeister. She owns A&S Construction and Roofing. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Your energy just jumps off the page. You came to this country in 2006. You were an accountant by trade. So how in the world did you end up in construction?
I always say that life is a journey who take you to unexpected places. And this is an example. I came to Florida in 2006 and I was working in accounting for a manufacturing company. And then, well, crisis shut down the company in 2010. So I moved to Frederick. I was looking for a job in accounting, but to tell you the truth, I couldn't find anything who paid me well.
Right.
So I decided to switch careers and I found this job as an admin in a local roofing company. And I worked there for almost 10 years and worked my way up and I became their production manager. And that's how I learned the trade in and out.
So during this time, you're working your way up. Are you asking questions? How are you learning all these facets of the roofing business?
I am very curious. If I told you that I learned English by myself, would you believe me?
You know what? Yeah, you're driven enough. I would believe you, actually.
I was asking questions, watching videos, checking on the boys, what they did, phone, you know, the big guys, and I was making notes. I have a sticky notes all over the place, trying to learn measurements, because remember, I come from a country with metric system.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Yeah.
We use the centimeter, the meter, kilogram, liters. Here is totally different, so it was more difficult for me to learn.
And COVID kind of set you back, and you were dismissed from a couple of jobs, but you didn't let that get to you, and we'll get to that in a minute. I do want to plug your website a couple of times, ansconstruction.net. Sandra Hoffmeister joining us here on the Spotlight on Local Business. So you get dismissed and you're at home and suddenly people from your former job start to knock at your door.
It was very touching because, you know, when you work for so long with this great group of people, you get to know them in a different level and you love them so much and you miss them. And it was mutual. They missed me. They knocked on my door. They told me that I should open my own company, but I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
And I thought a lot about it until I opened my company in January of 2021. And the rest is history.
Yeah, and you're just killing it now. You're killing every gas station you go to. People want to take selfies of Sandra and her truck because it's so awesome. It says A&S Construction right there on the side. What is the biggest challenge for you? Because being a woman, an owner who is running a construction company, there's a narrative out there that women can't own businesses like that.
And I'm here to prove them wrong. There is a misconception and a misunderstanding. I think this is, it comes from we are little.
Mm-hmm.
As parents, we tell our kids, our girls, hey, you go to college, you know, get a nice profession, get a job, get married, have kids. But nobody's telling their little girls, hey, be a welder, be a plumber, be a roofer, right? Even though with the trade, you can make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It is not in our thinking. So I want to be that role model for them. I want to show them that it is possible, follow your dreams and do what you want to do. In my case, it was a fate. You know, it was a change in my life. I wasn't thinking, oh, well, that's my goal. I'm just going to be this roofing lady, right? No, it wasn't that. Life took me there and I just took it.
And I love it. And you're making the most of your chances. And you should check her out, A&S Construction, ansconstruction.net. Call her right now, Sandra Hoffmeister, 301-703-2157. Again, ansconstruction.net. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I really enjoyed meeting you.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
It's the 930 WFMD Spotlight on Local Business.